a room that's used to store things in when you don't know where else to put them.
Oh. Some people use a funny name, a cabin. Cabon in French.
Cabon?
Yeah, in French.
What
they
is
used
that?
To put their rice and soup, you know, they used to make soup in the old town. They put that soup over there. And they have some smokehouse too outside,
uh-huh.
where they smoke their meat. They put thing in that too, and that sweet potatoes.
They put soup in there?
Soup.
Oh, soap?
Yeah. They used to make soup already, make soup when I was young, too, when I was first married.
How do you make soap?
With lard and some grease. Thing like that. You pick up all the greases, thing in the house, or lard, you know, things like
uh-huh.
that, and boil it with water and lard and mix good soup.
And a woman would say if her house was in a big mess, she'd say, well, I have to
nettoyer, clean up.
Okay. And the thing you sweep with would be
a balai.
Or
a broom.
And if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom.
Yeah.
You'd say the broom was where?
Was hang or stand up behind the door, you know.
And years ago on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and they'd do
the clean.
Okay. Or the clothes would be dirty, so they'd do
the washing.
And after they'd wash the clothes, then they'd take them in and do the...
Yeah, the ironing.
Do you remember?
I used to, oh yes, I used to have to warm my irons in the chimney place, you know, by the fire. And spend several hours
uh-huh.
on my feet. And go when this one got cool, but I had another one warm. I take the warm one and put the cool one.
Uh-huh.
I play a game like that until I finish. And we put a lot of starch in there. It was hard to dry that clothes with starch in it. Now nobody uses any starch anymore.
What would you use for washing the clothes outside?
A big pot. You build a big fire and you put some water to it. Heat, and then when your water is hot, you bring that hot water in a tub until you fix it the temperature you want, and you wash with the rug board. Then you boil after that clothes.
You boil them?
You boil in, and you put some more water in that big pot, and you boil that clothes. And when it's boiled, when you pick it out, put it in a basket on top of a pan. And when it's finished dripping, when you have a big tub of clear water, you rinse it in that, and then you pass it in another tub of blue water. You buy some blue and put in that.
What do you mean, blue?
To make the color better.
Uh-huh.
It was selling a little bottle or a little box, some blue. You put a light blue, you know, and you pass your clothes and just twist it like that and hang it. Mm. I did that several times.
Nowadays, you could say people could
just
send their clothes to the...
Yeah. I wash mine every time I want here and dry. So I have a washing machine and a dryer.
Uh-huh.
And some I send to the cleaner.
Do people ever use the word laundry? Do they ever say I have to do the laundry?
Yeah, in fact, lavage, we call that in French. Lavage means laundry.
Uh-huh. Which would be more common? Have to do the washing or have to do the laundry?
Well, they have just that one. They didn't have any word for laundry. They just say washing. Lavi.
And something you'd use to heat water to make hot tea in would be called a...
Bouilloire, they call it.
Huh?
A boiler, they call it. A boiler.
Or something with a spout?
Yeah.
You call it a tea?
Yeah. We call it a boiler. And bouilloire in French.
Huh?
We call that a bouilloire in French,
uh-huh.
something that was boiling.
Do you ever hear the wash pot called a kettle?
What?
That pot you have in the yard, do you ever hear that called a kettle?
No.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to...
shut the door.